I think it's an evolution for the Africa Standby Forces. These were originally envisioned back in 2003 for each African region to provide a brigade that could be deployed quickly into areas of disaster for disaster assistance or into peacekeeping operations. And I think the various regional command brigades may be evolving to a point where the African Union feels they warrant an overarching leader at this point.
As you said, this was first envisioned in 2003. Why do you think it's taken this long to become a reality?
Well, the contributing countries obviously have many priorities of their own. I think part of it is a question of political will and attention, but it's also difficult to coordinate across countries in certain instances to do joint training, for example, and communication and so forth. And that's really, I think, the challenge that the Africa Standby Forces are intended to overcome.
Could it be also that perhaps funding of this operation may have been responsible? Because let's admit, this operation is needed in Africa.
Yeah, I think more and more the international community is looking at the African Union to provide troops to places like Somalia, to Sudan and Darfur, to the operation in Burundi, for example. But again, the African contributors haven't trained together in any way, so there's often communication differences, there's different training techniques. It's not always clear who's in command and what the command lines are when you're talking about multinational forces. So I think it's two-pronged. Yes, the international community is looking to the African Union to do more, and I think African states are looking to take on more of those challenges on their own.
Do you suppose that General Sekouba Konaté from Guinea, who is getting this new post, is this a reward for him from the African Union because of what he did, you know, spearheading that election and the transition in Guinea? Or is this a way for them to now want him to stay around?
That's a good question. I tend to think he has a fairly good reputation with the African Union. They did help negotiate kind of the immediate crisis backed by the United States. So he's in good standing with the African Union and with the United States and I think the broader international community. They see him as having played a fairly neutral and effective role in overcoming Guinea's electoral crisis. So it may be a bit of both. I don't think they see him going back to intervene in militarily in Guinea in any way, but it may be just a nice out for him to distance himself now from the political situation in Guinea, however that unfolds.
Who knows with what is happening in Cote d'Ivoire and other countries, this force may be called into action pretty soon.
I think that is true. Initially, the intervention in Cote d'Ivoire was, I believe there were ECOWAS forces deployed there. If Cote d'Ivoire disintegrates further, there may actually be a greater role for peacekeepers, and I think the African Union would be called upon to do that. My hope is that the African Union's civilian leadership and together with ECOWAS can prevent a disintegration into violence and do away with the need ultimately for greater peacekeepers and military intervention.